Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. We are concluding today on the book of James, the Epistle of James. And you heard my last message relating to meeting specific needs, relating to those who are suffering, those who are cheerful, those who are sick. I closed with the final verse on 16 about someone caught in sin or you confessing your sins to one another, because we must do that. I have accountability with my wife for sure. That's my number one accountability. I'm just going to share this with you right now. So I'm putting myself not only on record, but saying it because it's factual. I will come to my wife when any issues that I'm struggling with, because she's my prayer partner, she's my best friend, she's my love of my life. And regardless of her maturity in the faith, I still will go to her and confess what I'm struggling with. And she does the same thing. So when it says in verse 16, confess your sins or trespass to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And it says the effective prayer, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, we got examples in here about Elijah, who was a man of maturity as well as praying, and he was earnest in his prayers about rain. We get that. But here's what I want to stay. I want to stay on this because this is important. It is really getting into the areas about people who are caught in sin or who have a bondage. We have to be reminded that only a prayer of faith can deliver a person. Jesus couldn't do a lot of miracles in his hometown because many did not believe in him, and therefore he left. He's God. He's God in the flesh. He only could do a few miracles in his hometown because many, many did not believe in him. So if you lack faith, it's going to be hard for you to pray over somebody for healing if that person that is sick, a person who has an issue, doesn't believe and doesn't have faith. I see miracles regardless if the person doesn't have faith. I get that. But those who have faith, who want you to pray for them, and you're a person of faith, it's a winning combination. It's a win-win scenario. But I am telling you now, there are those who have sins, and yet they don't confess their sins. And they're struggling in those sins all the time. That's why it's called a trespass. You got off the wrong path. You're now in a sin nature path. Therefore, you have trespassed, sinned against God. Just say that, sin against God. You're now living this life of sinning against God because you have this sin that's holding you in bondage. It says, confess your sins one to another. So if I'm struggling with insecurity, if I'm struggling with fear, if I'm struggling with guilt, if I'm struggling with pride, if I'm struggling with lust, whatever they are, confess it with somebody. It's a struggle. It's a trespass. And that person that you're confessing to, can pray with you, and that you will receive healing. And if you are sinning, God will forgive you for your sins. That's what James chapter 5, starting in verse 16, tells us. Don't be ashamed. Don't be prideful to hold back your sin. If somebody sees that you have an issue with fear and they call you out, then confess that you suffer from fear. But you also know the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give you a spirit of fear. So we have to now learn that confrontation from a Christian is a good thing. Listen to me. Confrontation from a brother or sister in the Lord about what you're going through, even if you're sick, physically, spiritually, emotionally, just say sick. You want to have that confrontation, but instead you listen to the devil, you avoid it, you stay away from that Christian brother and sister, and now you're still in bondage over the thing that's making you spiritually, emotionally, or mentally sick. You got to confess your sin, my friend. Find someone you can confess your sins to. You can always confess to the Lord. James talked about that in chapter 1. If you walk in the light as he's in the light, that's also in 1 John 1. So my point here is you have to now look at your life and say, wait a minute. I got to confess my sin. And I'm going to confess it to the Lord. And I know God will forgive me. But it also tells us to confess it to somebody else. That's for accountability's sake. To have accountability in your Christian walk is paramount. It's everything. James is reminding us that the devil is out there. We're going to go through trials and temptation. He says that. You want to have someone with you. If all the apostles always went out by two, James is reminding us you can't do this battle on your own. The tongue's going to get you in trouble. Pride's going to get you in trouble. And the love of money's going to get you in trouble. And if you lack wisdom, you need to ask God for it. But I'm telling you, it is easy for me now, more than ever, to go to my wife and say, baby, I'm struggling with this. It's either about you, about me, about whatever. Or she has license, because of who she is in Christ, to at least tell me what my issue is. Now, I have pastor friends that I have this accountability with as well. I have a board in the ministry that have latitude and permission to confront me if there's a concern. And guess what? I want it. You must want it too. So when it says, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. But then you got to look at those who won't take the confrontation. In Matthew 18, it literally breaks down how to confront someone who's wronged you or sinned against you. You got, if somebody's sinning, you must go and confront the person. You have a responsibility to confront someone who's in sin. And you must be accountable with that person because you want to save their soul. In Galatians 6:1, it reminds us, it says, brethren, if a man is overtaken, that means he's in bondage. He's struggling with a sin. He's struggling. It's just taken over his thought process, his way of life. If a man is overtaken in any trespass, Galatians 6:1, you who are spiritual, you who have faith, you who love God, I'm just adding some things here, okay? Restore such a person with a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you be tempted as well. So when Galatians, Paul is saying that, James is saying the same thing. He says in verse 19, he says, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. My friends, there's so much we can say on this subject. I have had conversation after conversation lately about this one issue, about people who claim to be believers that have wandered from the faith. And I always say, go confess your sin. Go confront the person if you have to. Go do anything to bring that person, save their soul from sin. Save their soul from death. Look at Jude. Just one chapter of Jude. Look at Jude. It tells you the same thing. Galatians 6:1. Gives you how to do it gently. My friends, take your walk with God with fear and trembling and don't let the enemy put you in bondage. And if you are in bondage, you are in a sin struggle, a trespass, and someone who's a believer confronts you, then confess that's what it is. Don't personalize it. Don't get defensive. They confronted you. Admit, confess it. Repent of it. And let the prayer of the righteous man with you, pray with you, so that you may be healed. That you may be healed. That's what a prayer of a righteous man will do for you. You're struggling with pride, arrogance, gossip, lust, whatever it may be. And you're called out on it. Don't get defensive. Confess it. Confess that sin. And if you confess your sins, the Bible tells us in 1 John, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. James says the same thing. He says right there, he says, yes. Anyone that turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. It is by the blood of Jesus that we're forgiven. Remember that, my friends. If you don't know the Lord, just say this prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. and that you sent your only Son, Father God in heaven, to die on the cross for my sins. And I've committed the following sins. So I ask, Lord God, that you forgive me for all my sins. Be Lord of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I accept you, not only as my Lord, but my Savior. Thank you for bringing me into the family of God. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Just give us a text message or an email or a call to let us know that you now are in the family of God and thanking God for this message that has helped you to see the error of your ways to become a child of God. May God bless you and protect you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Join me again on another episode of Sharing the Word. Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.